None but the hungry heart. 1:12. Dependent reception. Walk in dependence upon the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfil the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. Those who have thoroughly learned full dependence on him for justification will come to understand that sanctification is by the same faith principle. We are to rest in his finished work, both for birth and for growth. We are not to overcome the lust of the flesh in order that we may walk in the Spirit. We are to walk in the Spirit in order that the lusts of the flesh may be overcome. The enemy can hold up young Christians on this point for a long time, so that they do not really get started on the Christian walk. They feel they cannot expect to begin to walk in the Spirit until they have, in some degree at least, dealt with the lusts of the flesh. They wait for some vague time when they hope they will reach a more satisfactory position in regard to the lusts of the flesh, and will feel more confident about attempting a walk in the Spirit. But that is all the wrong way around. If we are to wait until we have, in some degree, mastered the lusts of the flesh before we venture to walk in the Spirit, if we are to wait until we feel that we can give some sort of security to ourselves and to God, that we shall do a bit better in the future than we have done in the past, then we will never walk in the Spirit. For until we walk in dependence upon the Spirit, we shall not and cannot overcome the lusts of the flesh. Be filled with and controlled by the indwelling of the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18.